Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. We're in the holy month of Dhul-Hijjah, when millions of Muslims would gather every year from all corners of the world to attend at the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca, the holiest city in the Islamic world. This year, however, some of us might still be protecting ourselves from the COVID-19 virus, which is an opportunity missed, but God is merciful, and the intention is rewarded. Our brothers and sisters participate in a series of spiritual sacraments. Every part of Hajj is carefully designed and has a meaning rooted in the depth of our religious history, a history that doesn't start at Muhammad's time, but at Abraham's. This ritual goes back thousands of years, to the time of Prophet Ibrahim. The Hajj is also very spiritual. We gather around the Kaaba and circumambulate it 7 times next to each other. We walk between 2 mountains, going forth and back 7 times in remembrance of Hajar, who walked this same path in search of water. We gather in Arafah and pretty much just wait, millions of us, until the time arrives to proceed to Muzdalifah, a scene that is resembling of the Day of Judgment. The Hajj pilgrimage comes with many constraints and details. We remain vigilant and mindful of obeying every detail, trying to stay connected to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is all about God. The Hajj is a time to exclusively focus on the soul and what nourishes it. Hajj isn't a trip to a land far away. Rather, it is a return to ourselves, detaching ourselves of the mundane. Hajj is a unique experience. We congratulate those who have had the opportunity to participate this year, although a lot of people might be under the COVID-19 restrictions and thus deprived of this experience this year. But as I said, the intention is itself valuable of godly rewards. Stay safe, everybody. This shall pass too, and a better future shall arrive, inshallah. We're going to take a short break, and when we're back, we will introduce a book about Hajj. Stay tuned.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik.
La sharika laka labbaik.
Innal hamda.
Innal hamda.
Wan ni'mata.
Wan ni'mata.
Laka wal mulk.
Laka wal mulk.
La sharika lak.
We're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. We were talking about Hajj and the unique experience it offers. Today's book is from an author well known to the Iranians for his masterful writing and his special outlook on religion. Dr. Ali Shariati, the author of today's book, was an intellectual of the 20th century who studied the history of religions. With today's book, you'll get a peek into Dr. Shariati's skillful linguistic capabilities and his particular approach towards religion. The book is called Hajj, the Pilgrimage by Dr. Ali Shariati, published by Jubilee Press and translated by Ali Behzadi-Nia and Najla Deni. The two translators dedicated more than 2 years to be able to reflect Dr. Shariati's use of vocabularies in their translation, and yet they have managed to produce an enjoyable and simple translation. So I have the book in front of me right now. It comes in 91 pages. And the contents are rejecting an empty philosophy, reaching toward Allah, declaring your intention or niyya, praying in miqat, avoiding certain actions, reaching toward Allah, circumambulating between tawaf and sa'i, Mina, the battle front, the delay in Mina, the last message, and finally a conclusion. And of course, the content is much more than what I just said. I skipped through them randomly. Alright, so you can download this book from al-islam.org for free. And since Arafah is the most important day of the Hajj pilgrimage, after the break, we're going to read the chapter on Arafah, which is on page 34. Join us in the read after the break. Don't go away.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. and proclaim the pilgrimage among men. They will come to thee on foot and mounted on every camel, lean on account of journeys through deep and distant mountain highways.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we're about to read an excerpt from the book Hajj, the Pilgrimage. I'll be turning to page 34, which is about the Arafah. Upon wearing your ihram garments and leaving Mecca, you will start traveling towards the east, where you must remain until the sunset of the ninth day. On your way back, you will make a brief stop in Mash'ar and then in Mina. Why? We will know shortly. In contrast to what you were told previously, that is, to go gradually and in a step-by-step manner, now you are to go restlessly and thirstily, like a true lover, all the way to Arafat without a pause. From the morning of the 10th day until the 12th day, or 13th day if you wish, you must remain in Mina. There are no signs to distinguish these three areas from each other. A narrow pass about 15 miles long joins the valley of Mecca. Along this strait, there are no natural, historical, or religious monuments, nor indicators which separate one area from the other. The borders are only hypothetical stages of your actions. Another important factor is the emphasis placed upon staying at these three stages. The reason for this recommendation is beyond a simple pause in Arafat on all of the ninth day or remaining in Mash'ar only to collect 70 pebbles. You must stay at Mina on the 11th and 12th days. These are the 2 days following the day of sacrifice. Even though you are almost finished by noontime of the 10th day after offering your sacrifice, followed by the stoning of Satan, yet you are to stay at Mina. As you can see, it's not to remain, to reside, but it is a short stop on your way traveling with the caravan. Along this pass, you stop when they stop and you start to move when they go from one stage to the other. At every stage you enter, stop for a short period and then move one stage. Since Mina is the last stage, you will stay there for 3 days. Remember, it is not the destination. When do you finish this journey? Where is the caravan's destination? Never and nowhere. So where are you going? The answer is to eternity. Toward Allah. Allah is the absolute. He is the eternal. Therefore, your journey is a movement toward the absolute beauty, the absolute knowledge, the absolute power, eternity, and perfection. It is a restless and eternal movement. On this journey, Allah is not the destination, but He is the direction.
7 barometric pressure.
Come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
All right, I hope you get an idea of what this book is about. It's very beautiful, as are Dr. Shariati's books. If you missed our program, we introduced the book Hajj the Pilgrimage by Dr. Ali Shariati, which you can download from al-islam.org. If you missed this program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.